Current estimates suggest that up to 50% of the population will get cancer within their lifetime. And in the US, cancer is responsible for 1 in 4 deaths. Cancer is clearly multifactorial, with genes and the environment exerting an effect. There are well-established links between various environmental exposures and cancer, such as smoking, UV exposure, and asbestos. But how do genes influence cancer? And why is it that some people who spend their days on Miami Beach and smoke 3 packets of cigarettes a day may never develop cancer, but someone who has never smoked and spends all day in lectures may develop cancer? As you are aware, our genomes are being constantly bombarded by damage from both endogenous and exogenous sources, and this can result in different types of mutations that we've previously discussed in GMC. These damaged lesions, if not recognized and correctly repaired, have the potential to lead to cancer if they occur within tumor suppressor genes, oncogenes, or DNA repair genes. If a mutation makes both copies of a tumor suppressor gene or a DNA repair gene non-functional, or a mutation overactivates or overexpresses a proto-oncogene, it can lead to cancer. As we go through this module, you will see that except in rare circumstances, cancer requires multiple mutations that can include loss of heterozygosity, cytogenetic and or epigenetic changes within the same cells, in order for the cancer to develop. So the differences between whether a person will develop cancer or not is in part due to random chance. Does a mutation occur within a critical cancer gene, and does that cell or its daughter cells accumulate additional mutations in multiple cancer-critical genes? Additionally, given all of the different genotypes and variants that naturally exist within individuals, some people may have a genetic susceptibility to accumulate mutations or have protective variants reducing their susceptibility.